Good morning, dear friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Though Buddhism is now divided into several schools, each of which has its own set of beliefs, the essence of Buddhism is summed up in four noble truths. The first truth is, to live means to suffer. The second noble truth is, the origin of suffering is attachment. The third noble truth is, the cessation of suffering is attainable. The fourth noble truth is the path to the cessation of suffering, which is right thinking. In our meditation for today, I'd like to address this topic of suffering by offering you a Buddhist teaching. It's actually a formula that speaks of the third noble truth. The cessation of suffering is attainable. Here's the formula. Pain times resistance equals suffering. Let me say that again. Pain times resistance equals suffering. Allow me to give you an example of that. I wake up this morning with a toothache. My mouth is all swollen and the pain is terrible. Maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, it's at a pain level of 6. As I awaken with this toothache, I become very upset. The pain is causing me great discomfort, and I'm resisting it. Maybe I say something like this: "Damn, what a lousy time to get a toothache. I've got so much to do, and I won't be able to see the dentist until tomorrow." I storm around the house. I'm unpleasant to Trish, and she asks me, "Are you okay?" "No, damn it. I've got a stupid toothache." Did you ever realize that toothaches can be stupid? So I call the dentist, and I can't get in to see him until late tomorrow. That means nearly for 2 days, I'll have this stupid toothache. Can you imagine what those 2 days will look like? Yeah, me too. And it will include a lot of suffering. Why? Because my resistance to the toothache was high. Let's say my resistance was at a level of 10. Pain times resistance equals suffering. My pain is 6 and my resistance is 10. 6 times 10 equals 60. That's how much I will suffer those 2 days. Now, let's use the same example, but instead I lower my resistance this time. I wake up with the same day with the same toothache. My pain is the same, 6. But instead of allowing the toothache to upset me, I think, "This toothache is pretty painful. I think I'll call the dentist and see when I can get in." I call and I'm told I can't see the dentist until tomorrow. Again, there's nothing I can do to my situation other than how I respond. I might even pray the Serenity Prayer this time to accept the things I cannot change. Don't misunderstand me. My toothache still hurts. I wish I didn't have it. But I'm not going to allow the toothache to control me for those 2 days. My resistance, let's say, is a 1. So my pain of 6 times my resistance of 1 equals my suffering, 6. Not 60, like the first scenario, but 6. And if I remember our high school algebra, if I have no resistance, or if my resistance is 0, then the pain of 6 times my resistance of 0 gives me a suffering of 0, then all I have left is the feeling of pain. As we sit with this teaching and meditate on how it can help us today, think back at the last time you were in pain. What did your resistance look like? How do you respond to pain you cannot change? With resistance or acceptance. Do you think that meditating might help you give up your resistance?